This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
I go by the name of King Pasha with the Winter Stock himself. Your side chick's favorite DJ. It's time to hit the road and cruise into the Capricorn Adventure motoring experience with our resident motoring journalist, Prashobin Naidu. Now, this week, Prashobin gets behind the wheel of the Ford Ranger Tremor Rugged Bucky with serious road presence. We'll also hear his quick thoughts on the recently launched Mazda CX-5. And as always, we'll wrap things up with a motoring tip of the week and hot jam. Good afternoon, Prashobin. Welcome back. How are you doing this afternoon?
Good afternoon, King Rash, and a happy birthday to you, brother. I hope you have a blessed day thus far, and it was just filled with everything, lots of verpas and all that good things, sending love this side, and hope to see you soon, man, person.
Oh, man, thank you so much, Prashobin. Really do appreciate the birthday wishes, man. Really, really appreciate it.
Much love, bro.
All right, my brother. So let's get straight into it. I'm so excited, you know, to hear about this Ford Ranger, you know, the Tremor. You know, describe this monster of a Bucky for us, Pashu, and what makes the Tremor stand out?
You know what? I quite like this thing. It stands on business, as I'd like to put it. Our test unit came with white and black wheels, chunky off-road tires, and this, because it's the Tremor design, it gets its own unique honeycomb grill. Lots of black exterior bits and the door handles and mirrors and Tremor badging galore. It's slightly raised in stance as well over the standard Ranger Buckies, but in the metal it looks quite cool.
True. Now, about the cabin, what's it like inside, and does it feel as rugged as it looks on the outside?
So it's probably one of the most plushest cabins of satin out of all Buckies I've driven. Yes, it's not kitted to the nines like the top spec platinum version, but it's more rugged. You'll see that rugged flair inside. You've got all-weather floor mats, so the rubbery floor mat. The infotainment screen is okay. It's Ford Sync 4 system. It's decent. 12-inch touchscreen, wireless Apple CarPlay. The sound system is not up to your standard. I know you may need some good audio speakers, but it's okay. It's decent. Vinyl seats, it's just tough and all around. It's okay. It's not gonna just leave you wanting more, but it's okay.
All right. Now let's hit it out on the road. What's it like, you know, with this beast? How does it, you know, handle both everyday driving and tougher terrain?
So in terms of handling, it's torque rich, very polished against rivals like the Hilux, Navara, and GWMP 300, as well as the Amarok. Well, the Amarok is basically the same car, as everyone knows, the partnership Ford and VW, but that 3-liter V6 sings on the open road. Off-road, it's also very cushy. And you're finding about 180 kilowatts, 600 newton meters of torque. So it has a decent amount of power, boomer, so to say. Firstly, getting about 30 meters per 100 kilometers. Mm-hmm. And better and nicely, you're getting 12. But I wouldn't say, you know, I would personally buy one if it's under motor plan and then decide if I want to keep it. But obviously, if you want to go for a long tried and tested examples like the D-Max, the Isuzu D-Max, and the Hilux, then that's where I'd stick with. But if I wanted to dream and go big and didn't care if I was going to pay 1 million rand for a Bucky, I'd buy this.
Yeah, no, most definitely. Yo, but now shifting gears for Sherwin, what's the new and recently launched Mazda CX-5? What's that like?
So that was quite cool to see. We didn't get the chance to drive it, but the reveal showed that the Mazda is definitely trying to tap into the market again. It's good to see that they want to boost some sales, although we all know that they're not doing so well. But hopefully they can come back. And this promises with, I see the whole design has been refreshed, bigger, muscular, more than ever before. Sharper LEDs, Mazda lettering across the tailgate as well. So it looks tidy in the metal. And the cabin, they've ditched buttons. So now you should expect a touchscreen to control every configuration you want. So I'm not sure how people are going to receive that. And they stayed with the same 2.5 liter naturally aspirated motor, just is bumped it up by a few kilowatts. So pricing starts from 578 grand, and the top spec goes for 749. But I think in terms of rivals and things like that, I think the CX-5 has a lot of rivals on its radar. And I think in the market now, people are spoiled for choice.
Yeah.
Perhaps it's a bad thing, I think.
Yeah, no. But the Chinese market also is taking everything, for sure, and if I may say so, hey, they really, really taking everything. They're really doing that.
There's a lot of choice.
There's a lot of choice, man. But before I let you go, Prashoban, what's your motoring tip of the week? And not forgetting that hot jam to get us through the weekend.
Thank you. So, car has a spare wheel. Don't forget to check upon it. Make sure its tire pressure is perfect, and don't forget about it. We actually usually forget that we have a spare tire, and then when we break down on the side of the road and we find our spare tire deflated, then we'll regret. So just always check your spare wheel. And we'll end up with a cool classic hit, Aaliyah, Back and Forth. And have a blessed one, Tim Bash. Hope you have a blessed birthday, brother.
Oh, thank you so much, my brother. Have yourself a fantastic weekend. Catch you again next week, Friday, Prashoban. Thank you once again.
Thank you. Cheers, guys.
Peace. Bye. That was Prashoban Naidu. You can catch him again next week, same time, same place, or on the socials. He is available on ednews.africa. Catch him again next week, Friday, same time, same place.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.